I like to say it this way, especially to children. There's a great difference between being sorry because a policeman stopped me on the highway for speeding and gave me a ticket, and I say to him, "Oh, I'm sorry," but really what I'm saying is, "I just don't want this ticket." And I'm not grieved. I don't say, "Oh, Mr. Policeman, I'm so sorry I've offended you. I love you so much." You may respect policemen, but you don't have a personal love to that policeman that moves you to tears of grief. But if you sin against your dad, and you love your dad, and you realize you just treated him wrongly, this will move you to heartfelt grief. That's what true repentance is like. I've sinned against my Father in heaven. My Father who's never done me any ill. My Father who's always been better to me in the worst moments of my life than I've been to him in the best moments of my life. So there's a deep grief. Oh, that I could be done with sin. And a longing to be with Christ in heaven, where I no more have to say, "Evil is present with me," because I'll have a perfect soul and a perfect body. You see, John Owen, the Puritan, said, if you can't say that your greatest burden in this life is your own remaining indwelling sin, I doubt if you're even a Christian. With false repentance, you never come to that point where you are the major problem in your life, in your sin. In true repentance, you're always your own greatest enemy, because you're too weak. You can stumble over a straw. You know, the smallest sins sometimes take you captive, and it grieves you. You want to live totally for God. So that's the difference. It's the difference between heart conviction and consequences conviction.